Now, a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today, Charlie reviews Nut Job, now playing in area theaters.
The moral dilemma the Nut Job analyzes for its targeted young viewers is laid on thick. Is it better to go it alone and help yourself, or is it wiser to work together as a team to help everybody? The audience does not have to read between the lines to see the message. We are repeatedly beaten over the head with it and urged to root for the togetherness way forward and learn to overcome our individualistic impulses. This is not Scrat from the Ice Age series trying to secure that just out of reach acorn. The Nut Job is more of an Aesop fable. Aptly named Surly Squirrel lives in a city park with his fellow rodents, including other squirrels, a rat, a raccoon, a mole, some groundhogs, and a handful of birds. Stocking up on the requisite amount of nuts to make it through the oncoming winter is going poorly, and unless a nut supply is found fast, the park animals are not going to have enough food to make it to spring. Surly, voiced by Will Arnett, locates a new nut vendor on the edge of the park, and through a series of blunders manages to blow up the oak tree, storing the animal's food supply with the cart. Exiled from the park by the animal leader Raccoon, voiced by Liam Neeson, Surly goes forth into the big, scary city to fend for himself. The city is cruel, and the protections provided by the park are gone. Huddling in damp trash cans, evading roving rat gangs, and scrounging tiny bits of food take its toll on Surly until he stumbles upon a store whose only product is nuts. It appears Surly knows how to read, since once he sees the store's sign, he breaks out dancing to Psy's Gangnam Style. More on that later. Unfortunately, standing between Surly and the food supply treasure is a parallel gang of thieves and their alert guard dog, a pug named Precious, voiced by Maya Rudolph. Surly is not the only one scheming to steal. The nut store is a front for some 1940s or 50s era mob gangsters to dig a tunnel and break into the bank next door. The only indication these are period hoods is their James Cagney speak and fedoras. No other use or mention of it explains the time frame. The setup leads us to competing heists, one where the human gang aims for money and the animal gang aims for nuts. The other park animals have shown up now, and just like the humans in the store, there are negotiations for the loot, who gets what percentage, and some double dealing on the side. Surly's somewhat romantic interest, Andy Squirrel, voiced by Katherine Heigl, is 100% pro-teamwork, and does her best to try and convert the obstinate Surly. What has the potential to be a funny and engaging heist film is actually more of a mundane bore. Scenes drag on too long, there are too many treacherous take-backs on deals, and far too many misunderstandings about motives and convenient I-was-looking-the-other-way-and-didn't-see-what-really-happened moments. Written by Lauren Cameron, who also wrote the Brother Bear movies and Over the Hedge, The Nut Job is a very minor and forgettable animated film, especially so soon after last year's mega-blockbusters, including Frozen, Despicable Me 2, and Monsters University. The Nut Job is neither Disney nor Pixar, but that does not mean it must have a lackluster script. Yet it does. I have a feeling there are triple the amount of fart jokes here than all of last year's animated films combined. A George Orwell Animal Farm subtext is touched on with the way the animal leadership controls the food supply, but you will not be shocked to learn that angle is ignored. There is also a very odd integration of the South Korean internet sensation Psy. The Nut Job was co-produced by South Koreans, so perhaps they think Psy remains culturally relevant in 2014 USA. He does not. The animals break out dancing to Gangnam Style halfway through the movie, and then the end credits is one long dance montage to the whole song. All of these asides are one entire year too late. The young kids will get excited about it, but anyone else who got dragged along for supervision will notice just how stale this comes across. The animation work is superior to everything else going on here. The animals are well realized, the park is gorgeous, and the 3D, surprisingly, does not detract from the enjoyment of the visuals. The Nut Job is not a terrible start to 2014's animation offerings, but here's hoping the next couple kids' movies raise the bar a little. I give The Nut Job a very average 2 out of 4 stars.
Nut Job is rated PG, now playing at Regal Park Place Stadium 16 at RPX, Regal Largo Mall 8, Baywalk 20 at IMAX in downtown St. Petersburg, the Clearwater Cinema Cafe, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews, visit Charlie Jewell, JUHL.com.